This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Welcome to the podcast. This is the podcast part of the show, Emma, when everyone is yawning.
We have something to tell you.
Oh, fuck. What's going on? You're fired.
Last week on the show, when you were off, and we did the podcast intro.
Yeah.
We realised something.
Oh.
I can't remember what it was. Mind here.
We hate when we talk about the podcast on the podcast.
What do you mean?
When we say, welcome to the podcast, part of the podcast.
We don't like them.
We hate it.
When I say that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in fact, we said it too.
You say it a lot.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, no, we don't.
But I we might. Because we did say it that day and then went, I hate that.
I more often just say, welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
Yeah, that's
I think quite
fine.
Often you would say, welcome to the podcast, part of the podcast.
I think that was about 6 months ago, max.
I think if you did it yesterday.
Well, it rubbed off on us.
Yeah.
It was the first,
we didn't like it.
It was the first day you were off and I went, welcome to the podcast, part of the podcast. And I went, I actually hate that. And I went, I do too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You actually mightn't say that anymore. Anyway, I've just been offended by producer Callum because he said to me when you guys went out of the room, because I'm going on holidays on Saturday, so have you checked out yet? And I was like, I don't know.
Checked into the flight or checked out of work?
Checked out of work. And I was like, is that pointed? And then I was like, not really, ish, getting there. And then he was like, oh, you probably haven't even checked back in since you were away there last week, 2 weeks ago. And I was like, excuse you. Do you think I've checked out?
God, no.
You just came to us with three ideas. Now, like, given they were shite, but they were still they were still ideas.
The cogs are still turning.
Yeah, you know? I was like, all right. Thanks very much.
Is that why
a little monster game?
Is that
it's coming on Thursday? Do the American thing coming tomorrow.
But when I walked back into the room, is that why you were being like, yeah, I was thinking about doing a song. Is that why you were looking
at? Yeah. I was literally like, I'd love to do a song before I go, but there's just simply no inspiration for this.
Shut up. Just go on holidays.
Oh my God. I walked into we're licking up about a song. I was like, what did I miss? Is that it?
I'm checked out for Christmas, honestly.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello and good morning to you.
Oh, let's do it all again, shall we?
Ah, the best day of the week.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what came out to celebrate the best day of the week?
What?
The rain.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, a rainy morning out there. Maybe it'll dry up, but it's a brawly kind of morning.
Actually, me and Emma were walking up from the car park into work today, and Emma put an umbrella over my head and I was like, this is great service. This is fun. I feel
were
like
you just having sleepovers again?
No, we just arrived in at the same time, but she was just kind of holding an umbrella as we walked and I was like, I feel like I could walk at any speed and she'll continue to hold the umbrella.
She would, actually. That's something Emma Nolan would do.
Yeah. It makes you look like such a king. I was kind of trying to protect myself as well. So we kind of got like 50% each. So you had like kind of a wet right-hand side of your face and I had a wet left-hand side of my face. But, you know, overall,
did
we looked
after each other. Did you feel like a golf caddy?
Yeah, a little bit.
I felt like I was following the queen around, to be honest with you. I saw this last night online and I think it's my new way of justifying a bed day. Do you know the way you always hear the expression bed rotting?
I can't do a bed.
No,
day.
I haven't heard that, but
I'm going to rot in bed for the day. Have you ever heard someone say
maybe.
That?
Maybe.
No. Anyway, they kind of describe what it means to bed rot. So it's fatigue, usually done because of burnout, stress because you're not being productive, doom scrolling. But then they've created a new term, bed marinating.
Oh,
that sounds nicer.
That's probably too much. No, it doesn't even think about it.
Oh, I think that sounds nicer.
It's for your benefit, kind of. Usually a one-day thing, not worried about being productive. This is rest. Done to prevent burnout, refreshing. You needed this. Catching up on a show, minimal scrolling.
Mm.
So in future, I'm going to say, I'm going to marinate in bed for the afternoon.
I can't.
And then you're going to come out tasting even better.
I can't do a bed day. Like, just, you know those people who can just spend days in bed?
Okay,
just, eat their dinners up there. It's just too much.
I more so mean, do you ever have, like, say, a Saturday evening where you've no plans, it's lashing rain, everyone's out, and you're like, I'd lie on the couch and be cold, or I could cuddle up in bed and watch a show at 6 p.m. and stay there for the night.
Is that marinating?
Oh, is that marinating? You may be sure of it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was telling you yesterday that I was watching some like old highlights of just matches that have gone by the past season of United. And on my phone, what popped up, obviously, while watching the highlights was Ruud van Nistelrooy, who's one of the coaches at United. But he used to play for United. And I remember watching the highlights and I saw a video of him come up and I was like, oh, kind of got the creeps a little bit because... he used to watch me sleep. I know that sounds weird, but he was a massive poster in my room.
Yeah.
And I just thought, that's a bit weird seeing him in this context. Obviously, he's a footballer. I would always have only ever seen him in this context. But from my head, I haven't seen him in a while. So, like, he was at, like, PSV, so I wouldn't have been watching those matches.
He hasn't been around.
He hasn't been around Old Trafford, so I was like, why would I have seen him? So I never really seen him. So when I seen him immediately, I was like, oh, my God, he used to watch me sleep. It's terrifying. So we were asking you yesterday, what were your bedroom posters, like the ones you were obsessed with when you were younger?
There were so many people getting in on this, we had to revisit it this morning. Sarah Jane was in touch.
Had Michael Murray, bit of Johnny Depp. So many good ones. Take that, Boyzone, NSYNC.
Yeah.
Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, I remember him.
Oh,
he was
this
in House
dude.
Of Wax.
Yes.
He was so popular, wasn't he?
A Cinderella story.
Yeah.
And he was also the love interest, I'm pretty sure, on Freaky Friday.
That's very of a certain time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's 2003, 2004.
We got a message in from Amanda who said, I had the Keanu Reeves shot from Point Break when he's looking over his shoulder in the rain. I looked it up. It's a fine poster, that.
Well done,
Amanda.
That's gas.
And she said,
wow, yeah, that's not a bad poster.
It was fabulous.
Oh.
She said, my friend's room was wall to wall. Take that posters, dolls, cereal boxes, anything and everything would take that on them. She had
cereal boxes on the wall. Brilliant. Rachel's in touch as well.
When I was growing up, I had posters of Green Day and Busted all over my bedroom walls.
Love it.
Like, and I mean covered. And I had some life-size ones of Billy Joel himself, just holding his guitar, just absolutely beautiful. I still, to this day, think he is absolutely stunning. And he's probably the same age as my dad. My room and my brother's were completely opposites. My brother used to have posters all over his wall of just women everywhere.
Yeah, I remember, like,
she had all the men.
I remember going into, like, my cousin's bedroom once and being like, oh my God, how is his mother allowing this?
Yeah.
This is absolutely insane.
That's what I mean, scary. Yeah. I said that yesterday. I'm scared of those Cheryl Cole sexy pics. Yeah.
The only problem I have with Rachel is she didn't say it the usual Irish way. She said Billy Joel.
Yeah, that's a true Billy fan, Joel. Though.
It's a true
isn't
fan,
it?
Isn't
yeah,
it? Yeah.
Totally.
Billy
Joel.
Joel. God, the Cheryl Cole posters. I remember walking into mechanics and seeing them. Do you walk into a mechanic to pick up your car keys and you're like,
are they a thing anymore? Like, can you even get them in? Like, there's no HMVs, really, is there? Like,
they do bring them back.
There is a thing.
Maybe this particular mechanics keeps the classics.
Oh my God!
Adam was on.
I had Shrek and Donkey on my wall. Don't know why.
Man.
Either do I, Adam, to be honest.
That's a wholesome man. I remember my brother had the Puss in Boots with the big eyes. Really cute Puss in Boots.
To be fair, I did also have the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland, Johnny Depp, and he just looked mad. I don't know why I had it. I just liked the colours, I think.
It's so good. Very artistic of you, Dave.
Yeah.
Very artistic.
That's what it was, yeah.
This is from Eve. Eve, sorry, she was actually standing by this morning. What posters did you have on your wall, Eve?
Oh, God, I had over 90 posters of Justin
Dear
Bieber.
God, of Justin
Bieber.
Oh my God.
Yeah. 9-0.
Did you actually have 90?
Yeah, I had them on my ceiling and I had them all on my wall as well.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I used to put the CDs as well. I used to stick them on the wall.
You were thirsty.
Wow.
I had everything that he owned and anything with his name on it.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Were your parents a bit concerned at any stage?
No, sure, they paid for that.
They're like, keeps her off the street.
Yeah. And sure, I only threw out Justin Bieber. We used to have the Beats. He bought out the Purple Just Beats. Sure, I'm 29. I only threw them out last week.
Bless that hurt.
And like, I sobbed.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Eve, that's so funny. And did you ever, I presume you saw him in concert lots, did you?
I did, yeah. Every time.
Were you crying?
Over. Oh, sobbed for about 3 days.
And how much did you cry when you found out he was getting married to Hayley?
I couldn't even believe it. It was the worst when he was having a baby. That was like traumatizing.
And now he's had the baby.
I cried when Beyonce got pregnant because she wouldn't be going on tour.
It's awful. And I have two kids myself, so it's not like I'd ever have a chance.
Never say never. Never say never.
Never
say never. Everyone gets my joke, right? Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
Eve, thank you. Fantastic.
Thinking
that was bizarre.
Thinking of you, I know it's really hard at this time with the new baby and everything.
Yeah,
mind yourself. Bye.
Thanks, Eve. Bye.
See you, Eve. Bye.
Recharged.
Came across this last night, this post online that has become my Roman Empire. I'm fascinated and intrigued by this. It was a tweet from a girl called Justine Moore. She is someone that I think we'd all be interested in following online. She's an AI investigator.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay,
that's
interesting.
Her job all year round. And she basically tweeted out a screen grab of an Instagram account displaying beautiful food, saying, "This restaurant does not exist."
Oh.
Ethos, which claims to be Austin's number one restaurant, has 73,000 plus followers on Instagram, and it seems normal until you realise that all the photos are AI or Photoshop jobs, and these posts get thousands of likes, huge engagement on
what
these
the hell?
From people who seemingly don't realise that they are not real.
This is why, like, I find Facebook so entertaining these days.
Yes.
Because you go on and it's just wall-to-wall AI, and it's like Facebook mammy's sharing these photos, and, like, isn't this gorgeous? If you nearly, if you slightly close your eyes, it looks like Jesus. Yeah. And you're like, I promise you, that's AI.
But the bio on this restaurant's Instagram account says that their fundamental values and beliefs that define the character and culture of an individual, organization, or community, and they call themselves Austin's number one restaurant. But, like, I'm going to put it up on the screen, right? The amount of effort and time and energy that clearly goes into managing this page, to keeping it fresh, and naturally the big question you're asking yourself is, but why? Why bother, right? So have a look here. You can see here, like, the beauty. Okay, that's a hippopotamus croissant. Which
okay, that looks
very clearly
so
AI.
Fake.
It's very clearly
but
AI.
But others don't, right? That's just your typical pumpkin spice type of
just your classic
there.
Pumpkin spice cake.
They do
cake.
Have a pizza slice in the shape of a foot.
Oh, for
why?
Sake, this is ridiculous.
Okay, but come on. You have to look at other ones and imagine that they do look legit. Like, there's nothing wrong about that croissant looking pizza.
There's no way that's real.
Yes, it does look fake.
It looks so fake.
What's that Mario thing? There's a feckin' ice sculpture of a Mario.
Our pastry team leveled up this week, it says, and had a blast creating these incredible gummies inspired by their favourite Nintendo.
Oh, they make gummies in the restaurant
they
as well.
That are freestanding.
And look like glass.
I just want to show you one, right? So as you can see here in this image, there is a chef playing a guitar. And it says, "We're beyond excited to announce that for the first time in Austin City Limits history, one of the chefs is not only taking the kitchen by storm, but also taking to the main stage."
Wow.
And he's still wearing his chef hat.
Yeah. While jamming. So they're obviously asking people to come along, and then they're serving
come
up.
Come along to what? I thought it was a fake restaurant.
This is the thing that's tripping me out. They're inviting people to come, right? Then there's another guy down here. You'll see him. He's a lovely lad. He's a chef with very AI hair.
He's got like rainbow hair.
Rainbow hair. And it says, "Happy birthday, Chef Henry. Today we celebrate the man behind the most vibrant dishes and the most colourful hairstyles in the kitchen. He earned the name Kaleidoscope, not just for his culinary creations, but all for his signature rainbow hair." Again, people are commenting on the stuff being like, "Happy birthday, Chef Henry. Happy birthday, Henry." Like, people are invested in this, quote unquote.
But are they also fake people, or are they real people?
I have no idea, Ashley. I have no idea. They also then again put up this like lovely looking pastry thing saying our chefs recently visited France during the Olympics and had an unforgettable culinary adventure at a bustling market. They met a friendly local butcher and they've been inspired. This goes on and on again. And again, is anyone else asking themselves why? How could they make money from this, for example? Well, they do have a merch store.
I saw the t-shirts, yeah.
Yeah, they have branded t-shirts. They have ice cream phone cases going for about $23. They have cut croissant prints on little canvases for about $30. And then we went to the website this morning to see, right, what's the story? Can you make a reservation? Where's the location of this place?
That's the thing. Like, that's the one thing you'd notice when you go onto a restaurant's Instagram page is where it is.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't have a location.
No,
however,
there's no address.
You can speak to the manager on their website,
oh,
right?
No way.
So I said, "Hi, Gestapo. Good morning from Ireland. What's your favourite pastry?" And he actually replied this morning.
You didn't ask him if he was real or anything?
No.
You just went, "What's your favourite pastry?"
I just said, "I'd start slow."
Okay.
He said, "Hello, what can I assist you with?" "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't help with that. Bummer."
Oh, wow.
So Gestapo is also AI?
It seems to be.
Okay.
I said,
"Not very clever AI.
Do you like croissants, though?" He said, "I wish I could help, but I really can't." And I said, "Where are you located?" And he said, "Sorry, that's beyond my abilities." Finally, we went over to the reservations page to say, right, let's try and get a booking in here and see what happens. And this is all look so legit, I can't tell you enough. So we put in a random date, this Callum and I, for like mid-December for four people. What happens when you click next? you are brought over to an image of a dude getting slapped across the face by an eel tail. Stop. And the eel, no matter what you do with your cursor and no matter what you try and do to avoid getting slapped in the face with an eel, you will get slapped in the face with the eel, and it's called eelslap.com.
Okay.
I just don't understand.
You've lost me now. I'm very confused.
I just don't understand.
This is a prank.
Too much effort to be a prank. Get a life, no? Recharged. All the stars popping out to see her. Chloe Grace Moretz was at her gig last night. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso on your number one hit music station. You are listening to Spin.
How you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Spin hits live in Manchester.
Woo, let's go.
Do you know what I love? When you're talking about a gig, you want to send someone to and it's really soon.
Yeah, I do like that as well.
Not like,
it's not like you have to wait till next year.
Yeah, really, really
soon. Just next month. It's great. Yeah, we want to send you to a load of your favourite artists live in one massive gig in Manchester. Hits Radio Live. It's happening on Saturday, 23rd of November. And we want to get you there. So here's who you'll be seeing at the gig. It's absolutely insane. It's a ridiculous lineup. And it's kind of like, kind of like a summer longitude, or it's like a winter longitude,
it is.
Isn't it?
It's really
deadly.
Important for you as well to take note of these artists that are playing, because it could help to get you to the gig as well.
100%. So here we go. Teddy Swims,
Tom Grennan,
Keane DeCrow,
Jax Jones,
KSI,
Perry,
Clean Bandit,
and Rita Ora. All of those are going to be at that gig on Saturday, the 23rd of November. And here's how you can get there, okay? Every time we play a song from any one of those artists all across Spin, all you got to do is very quickly WhatsApp us over the word hits to 087-711-1038. After we played the song, we're going to call somebody back. We're going to get loads and loads of people into a draw that'll take place on November 8th to win those tickets. And as I said, we're playing all across Spin all day, every day until November 8th. So loads of chances to get in that draw.
Just a reminder as well, not only will you and your friend be getting heading to Hits Radio Live, you'll also get your return flights, your transfers and your bed and breakfast in a 4-star Manchester hotel. Little city break this time of year is nice.
Lovely.
Very nice. Yeah.
You got to be over the age of 18 to enter this Spin Network competition. Full terms are on our website. So one more time, here are the artists that you're listening out for. Hear any of them and drop us over the word hits in a WhatsApp for your chance to win, okay? Teddy Swims,
Tom Grennan,
Keane DeCrow,
Jax Jones,
KSI,
Perry,
Clean Bandit
and Rita Ora. If you hear any single one of those artists being played, you WhatsApp us the word hits and we could be putting you in that draw. The number is 087-711-1038.
Teddy Swims, Bad Dreams. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
How you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Spin hits live in Manchester.
Woo, let's go.
Just because winter isn't coming in doesn't mean the party has to stop. We want to keep the live gigs alive for you and not just send you to one gig.
No.
Hell no. We want to send you to see loads of your favourite artists next
month. Why is it that you have to... It has to be summer for you to see multiple artists in one place.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, totally go to a concert in a jacket.
Absolutely.
I have a scarf. It's no problem.
It's generally cold at an Irish festival anyway.
I'm good. Yeah. We want to send you along to Hits Radio Live happening in Manchester, 23rd of November. On the lineup, Teddy Swims, you just heard him.
Tom Grennan.
Dean DeCrow.
Jax Jones.
KSI.
Perry.
Clean Bandit.
And Rita Ora.
You had to get in touch as soon as you heard one of those artists play on Spin, which naturally just happened. So, hits in a WhatsApp if you hear any of those artists.
Hello.
Niall, good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
What's the crack, Niall?
Hello, how are we?
We're good. How are you? What's the crack for you today?
Oh, good. Just on the way to work.
What do you do?
I work in medical dispute
centre. Very good.
Is it still raining out there?
No, it's okay. We're
nice out. One. Good stuff.
It's just cold.
You seem to be a bit on the ball there, Niall. You got in nice and quick. What artist did you just hear?
Oh, Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims. And that tune, Bad Dreams, is Teddy Swims on that Hits Live lineup? He is.
Of course he is. We built up the tension for no reason.
He absolutely is, Niall. Congratulations.
You are in that draw. You could be heading off to Manchester with your return flight to transfer his bed and breakfast, 4-star hotel in Manchester on the 23rd of November. Wishing you the very best of luck, okay?
That's right. Thank you, William.
Well done.
See you later, Niall.
Good day,
bye bye. Important to remind you that your chance to qualify, should I say, not only with us, but all across the day here at Spin. And I just heard on our show this morning, 4:10.
Oh, don't say it.
There's another chance to qualify.
Get in.
So, come on.
Two in a day.
Again, you're listening out for Teddy Swim.
Michaela probably gets about 17.
Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan.
Yeah, Keane DeCrow, Jax Jones,
KSI, Perry,
Clean Bandit, or Rita Ora. So keep listening to Spin for your chance to win.
Spins, Bully Recharged.
Recharged.
Adam Porce.
Oh, you wanna party? Listen to your body. I want to get naughty.
Okay. Note to self. Something comes back in at the end. Okay.
That was amazing.
Okay.
I love that.
Sorry. We were literally just discussing. I think that song just kind of gets a bit wangly towards the end, doesn't it? When we come in here. Nah. Won't do that
second
again.
She comes
we're
in, I'm like, I'm not
the veil up now. Here yeah.
Well, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to chat about a couple of supermarkets over in the UK which are really upping their budgets when it comes to advertising at the moment. So two big supermarkets have put some very famous faces at the front of their new campaigns in the past couple of weeks. I'll talk about Lidl first. Does the name Martine McCutcheon mean anything to you?
Yes, guys? Love Actually.
Yes, very good.
Okay.
She played the tea lady, Natalie, who falls in love with the Prime Minister, Hugh Grant, in Love Actually. She was also in EastEnders for a while. She did stuff on the stage. Yeah, she had a couple of songs, I think, back in the early 2000s. So she's currently the face of Lidl. And
that's so random.
I know. And they've released a nearly 3-minute long video of her dancing in the aisles of Lidl in a sparkly dress to the Gina G hit, Ooh Ah, Just a Little Bit.
Ooh Ah, a little bit more.
Right.
So the lyrics actually come up on the screen as if it's like a karaoke, and it's so much so that they have like a little little logo bouncing on every word, you know, as it goes along.
Right, okay.
And it is ooh ah just a little bit.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
Very even though good. They are called Lidl, aren't they?
Yeah.
But anyway, they just pick and choose.
Yeah, and I feel
like
they maybe. Constantly like make a point of being like, it's Lidl.
Yeah.
Well, this is where it gets pernickety. In the UK, it would be solely Lidl.
Really?
But here, and we've had meetings about it, it is Lidl.
So weird.
They're probably like the Brits can't pronounce German. there's other like lyric changes. Sorry, go on. There's other lyric changes throughout the song. It says things like savings you just can't ignore. And then there's like all this stuff about how great the Lidl Plus app is also in the song. So there's quite a bit of effort gone into this ad.
But she's not sold out, okay? She just really loves Lidl.
No, she's always wanted to do this. Just days later then, Waitrose, which would be a sort of upmarket supermarket.
Oh, Waitrose is super fancy. Owned by the same people as John Lewis.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it's real Tory.
You were saying before, even a step above Marks and Spencer.
Oh yeah, if you're going to Waitrose, if you're doing the big shop in Waitrose, hide the money. Yeah.
Well, nothing says posh like S Club, because S Club are the new face of Waitrose.
Class. And real current as well.
Yeah, so relevant for both of them. Like, and in the ad, they are also dancing down the aisles of Waitrose and singing their 1999 hit "You're My Number One" remixed by Jax Jones.
Wow. Is this real?
I like the thought of Jax Jones remixing classics.
The bang of Jax Jones on there.
I do have to clarify, that is not a Hits Radio Live qualifying song.
Yeah. No. So, no lyric changes there, just simply them singing their own song. Bit less creative than the little effort, but also like not relevant to Waitrose at all. It's just you're my number one and what? That's my number one supermarket?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've got some issues with both of these ads and I would like to propose some alternatives for Irish supermarkets, if they're listening, and different celebrities that they could have as their the faces of their campaigns.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But things that are a bit more suitable, okay? So I'd like a Dunn's campaign featuring Stormzy. Rename it Dunn Stormzy.
Yes, big fan. Yeah, yes. Love.
And there's a Dunn bit of a Stormzy. A stretch, but to the tune of Vossy Pop, he could sing, "My brothers don't grab, we do the big shop."
Yeah, or maybe not.
50 Cent could be the face of Centra. Rename it 50 Centra.
Yeah. Very good. If only everything was 50 Cent in there.
Yeah, you could find me in the shop.
Oh, it's still going.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
right.
My suggestion.
And you have one of those for each?
I have two more.
Great.
Aaron, look, I'd like Eiffel 65 to make a comeback for an Aldi ad.
I'm broke in Aldi, I will buy.
These are all so much better, aren't they? And finally,
do they look better written down?
This one's actually good.
Okay, go on.
All right. Spar need to hire Miles Smith to sing "You and I Spargazing" or "Spargrazing."
Grazing, yeah. Grazing, it's Spargrazing.
Love.
That's all.
Great.
Really good.
Marketing meeting adjourned.
Lots to discuss.
Spar this morning. Everyone sit down quick.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was talking about a couple of new big budget advertising campaigns for supermarkets over in the UK. Lidl have hired Martine McCutcheon to sing "Ooh Ah" just a little bit for their latest ad, and it's a banger.
Yeah, it sounds like this.
I came up with a few other alternatives for different artists, celebrities that could be the face of different Irish supermarket brands. You guys weren't really vibing with them, whatever. 50 Centra, I think, would work lovely. But have you anything else to bring to the table?
Peter K. Circle Peter K.
Very good.
Yeah,
is this the way to Circle K?
Yeah.
That's really good. I like that. I was more thinking delis could have just introduced every time that you go into buy something, hot to go just plays.
Oh yeah, that's actually good.
Because that's what they say on the thing.
Doesn't really work with Chapel Deli though, unfortunately.
No.
But it could be in Chapel, is it?
Do you know, this man.
I was trying to work with Nicki Minaj and Super Freaky Girl, Super Value Girl.
Yeah, big fan of that.
I haven't figured out the lyrics.
Okay, we'll come back to us.
Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding could team up with Mr. Price just because of their song Free.
But it's not free.
It might as well be.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Coming up on 8, Emily, how are things looking out there now?
Hey, yeah, starting off on the M50. Traffic is slow heading southbound, but moving between the M1 interchange and Junction 6, Blanchardstown. St. John's Road inbound is packed between Island Bridge and the Quays. There's an inbound queue on Kevin Street.
Thanks, Emily. I have one more.
Go on.
Can I do it? Dermot Kennedy. You're a giant.
Beautiful.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Apologies about that.
Where was that energy 10 minutes ago?
Lads, I'm only starting to get over my weekend because I feel like it was so, so much. As you know, I'm starting to see this new girl, right?
Dave and person I won't name. K-I-S-S-I-N.
Sitting in a tree.
So great. It's great having two girls to work on the show with. It's fantastic. Anyway, but obviously when you see a new girl, you got to meet the friends. You got to meet, you know, the people who are important in her life. And that's what I did all weekend.
Oh, you're such a good lad.
I know. I'm fantastic. I really am. So on Friday, I met up with her best friend from work. And she didn't pay for
it.
With her. She didn't pay for a drink the whole night, I tell you that much. I bought everything. I made sure of it. Just, you know what I mean, get off to a good start.
What impression.
But then the next day was Saturday and I had to meet the best friends. Like, these are like the tight-knit group, right? There's a group of like five of them. It felt like 40 of them.
Well, you've already annoyed the friend from work now if she's listening, because she now knows she's not in the best friends.
Well, she's American, so she's gone. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Also, in fairness to you, a girl group is scary.
It is scary. It's scary to walk into. So we went into this very nice apartment and there was five of them there. And some of the boyfriends were there as well. All very, very nice. I will say this. Very loud people. Very loud people. Your gender are very loud.
It's quite a generalisation.
Is it?
I'm so quiet.
But there was a point, right, where it was like, I really felt like, oh God, I haven't had this in a while. I was taking the photos of all the girls. Right, getting ready for their night out.
Oh, that's a good move.
It's a good move, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I was taking the
photos. And you're all right at that as well, in fairness.
So I was taking the photos and taking loads and loads and loads and loads. And one of the girls goes, well, give us feedback.
Yeah,
and I went, right, you're very loud.
Dave!
So, off to a bad start. I was trying to make a joke. I don't know if she liked it very much.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, luckily, I think they knew it was a joke. It was grand. Then I was talking away to one of them and I was like, sorry, I can't get it out of my head, but you look like this old YouTuber who I used to watch, like from years ago.
Dave, do you know nothing about women? Oh, Christ.
Well, you see, I thought it was a compliment and she was like, oh, who's the YouTuber? So I said the YouTuber, and the YouTuber was Jenna Marbles, right?
Oh, she's class.
I thought she was quite good looking. The other girl did not seem to think so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it was like, how dare you? And I was like, oh God, okay, this is not
oh
going.
Oh my God, Jenna Marbles is lovely, lovely.
Yeah, I thought so too. Jenna Marbles is very cool and very funny and fantastic. Yeah. YouTuber, like one of my old favourites from like years ago. We played a game called We're Not Really Strangers, which was, I've never heard of before, but it's like a card game. It's like a Cards Against Humanity type right. vibe, do you know what I mean? But it's just like questions for the people around the table. And it was basically just an excuse to be like, what's he like? Mm. Just tell us everything about him. So one of the thing was, it was basically, I had to do things like make an assumption about everyone there. So I just told everyone that they looked like they'd be really close to their mom. That's just how.
That's nice.
Hey, do you know what I mean?
That'll do.
And then on the night out, I met all the boyfriends who were all very, very nice.
Oh, yeah.
The one of the boyfriends kept going, what's coming up next, Dave?
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, it's Doja Cat and this cash machine. I don't know. And just every 20 minutes.
You just have to play along.
Yeah, what's coming up next? So that was a thing. And yeah, that was how meeting the friends went.
No, come on. I need more. Did you get feedback?
I did get feedback.
Did one of them pull you over and go, so what are your intentions with my friend?
No, they didn't actually do that. I was kind of surprised at that, to be honest.
But did give you any feedback afterwards?
She just said I did a good job.
Okay.
Said most of them liked my joke about they were being too loud.
Most of them. Right.
And then, after I met the friends, it was time to meet the family.
Oh, Christ, Dave. All in one weekend.
I know. All in one weekend. And I will tell you about it in a second. It was... Whew,
I'm scared for you.
You were on the clock.
I was. I was telling you that I'm seeing a new girl and I know... Beep, 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 beep. But I was telling you that I met her friends over the weekend and I thought after Saturday night was done that that would be it. I met everyone. I think I did quite a good job. I really like them. They seem to tolerate me. I think you can't ask for better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And then Sunday morning came and her phone starts ringing. The girl I'm seeing, right? Her phone starts ringing and it's a FaceTime. She's like, oh God, it's my brother. And I'm like, okay, well, best of luck with that. And she walks into the other room and then I hear her kind of talking and he says, where is he? And I was like, oh, oh no. God, here we go. And so she goes, David. And I went, no thanks. And she went, come here. I went, I'm good. And she went, come here. So I went in and I said hello to the brother. And he was very nice, to be fair. We chatted for a little bit. And then they tried to add the other brother to the FaceTime call.
Oh, no.
Because both the brothers live abroad, right? So they tried to add the other brother. And I was kind of going, freaking out. Because I've just met the brother. I've met the brother's wife. And I've met their two kids.
On FaceTime.
On FaceTime.
Brilliant.
Wow.
With not the best internet. So it's kind of dodgy.
Tricky. On a Sunday morning after Saturday night.
After a night out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I wasn't feeling my best, which is 100% of her family that I've met, I have met while dying a death the day after a night out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The first time I met her mom, I was in a tracksuit, my hair was down, I had spots all over my face. I was just like, this is not a good look at all, at all. Basically, the exact same thing on FaceTime with her brother. And then anyway, they finally added the other brother to the thing and he was like, oh, hey, I heard you were talking about our mom on the radio. And I said, yeah, and I'll talk about you tomorrow. And he liked that.
Nice one. You know what? My boyfriend met my sister and her husband on FaceTime first, and it actually really eased everybody.
It is. Maybe it is easier. Yeah.
It's the future.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
For now, though, question for you this morning, 087 711 1038. And if you're feeling even a little bit bothered to get in touch, we'd really appreciate it. What is the laziest you've ever been is the question. And if you're feeling lazy now, snap out of it and tell us your
It's only Tuesday. You've a while to go.
You do.
Your voice notes, please. 087 711 1038. I felt I was shamed the other day for one of my lazy actions and I didn't think it was the laziest of... Like, I've done a lot lazier than this.
Right.
But myself and Emer's my housemate, on Saturday... We'd done a bit of exercise in the morning, got the house clean and said, well, we treat ourselves for a little drink. So we walked down to the pub, but it's only like literally maximum a 10 to 12 minute walk from our house. Really close. No excuse to be getting public transport or a taxi. We walked. We always walk. There's never any other way around that. We went early in the afternoon and then about an hour later, because we were really close to the shop, I was like, oh, I've been away all last week. I need to get a few bits. I'll do that while I'm here.
Yeah.
Wasn't a major shop either. It was like 20 euro worth of bit of veg, bit of meat.
A
Lovely.
Single bag job.
Single bag job, if even a half single bag job.
Wow.
So that was fine. And I had made the decision halfway around the shop that I'm not walking home. I had made that decision in my head. I was like, absolutely not am I strolling home. No, I want to go home now.
Yeah, you want to be, you know that feeling where you want to be in bed in like four minutes.
Was even the afternoon. I was like, I want to be on the couch in moments, not minutes, right? So I paid for the stuff and he was like, right, are you ready to go? And I'm like, hang on there. There's a taxi on the way. And she was like, sorry, what did you say? And I was like, there's a taxi on the way. She's like, Emma, you have to be messing. I was like, no, he's coming up there. He'll be with us in a minute or so. And she literally was like, are you serious? That is the biggest waste of money I've ever heard. And I was like, Emer, I just want to go home. I just want to go home. I've got my bag of bits. I want to just go home.
Especially with a bag of shopping as well. I don't have the car.
You're walking up with chicken breasts in the bag.
Yeah, no, not
I am team Emer all the way.
Oh my God, it was proper lazy behaviour. I was like, it's one thing to walk the 12 minutes home. It's another thing to walk with a weight.
Yeah.
I'm so 100% on your side.
Thank you very much.
No, but 100%. I don't know. I don't think it's that I'm not lazy. I'm just so scabby.
Yeah, you are scabby.
I'm like, I will walk 40 minutes rather than pay €2 for a bus.
No, you're so right. It was a €10 down the drain. I was in that taxi for all of 3.5 to 4 minutes.
Oh, God. Were you not embarrassed?
Kind of. A little. I was a bit embarrassed.
He's like two girls. He's expected to pick up an OAP.
Yeah. I honestly, I got out
with
of the
shopping.
Yeah.
The shame in me. I got into the taxi, really dramatizing the weight of the bag. I was like, how's it going? How are you? Yeah, just up the road there.
There's about 8 litres of water.
Yeah, we're here. There already. I literally got out of the taxi. I was being so dramatic. I was a bit giddy as well at the time because we've been out, and I was like, sorry, there, just get the bag. Yeah. Oh, thanks a million. Bye. Anyway, she still talks about it today, like over the last few days. She's like, I can't believe you ordered that taxi.
See, I'm so like you. I'm so like that. But also, like, I just don't like walking that much. And you say you'd rather walk 40 minutes than paying €2 for a bus. I just think it's absolutely insane. I know, like, a friend of mine, I was out in town with them and we were walking back to Rathmines and they were like, we would just walk. And I was like, no, why would we walk? Like, they could just get a taxi.
Walking's great. And it's free.
So scabby. But I was like, what's the laziest thing I've done? I honestly can think of so many things. I used to have a broom beside my bed so I could turn the light switch off so I didn't have to get out of bed. Things like that. But I did once have my phone at the opposite end of the bed. And so I just went, hey, Siri, ring Sean, my brother, to come up. And so we came up the stairs. And so he answered the phone call and he was like, what? And I was just like, will you come up here for a sec? I need help with something. And he was like, yeah. And he came up, I was like, will you hand me my phone?
Oh my God, you're such a brat.
That is amazing. What is the laziest you've been? Come on, be proud. 087 711 1038. Your voice notes, please.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And you know what? I'm not ashamed of it, even though
Don't be.
My housemate and I went for a couple of drinks in the afternoon on Saturday. We were close to a supermarket, so I said I'd get a couple of bits while we were there. And to say that this pub is like maximum a 10-minute, 12-minute walk from where we were.
That's a lot.
And as we were about to leave the shop, I only had like half a bag worth of stuff. She was like, right, are you ready? And I was like, there's a taxi on the way.
I just can't imagine, like, you know when you go home, like, if you walk that much with like a bag of shopping, you get it on like holidays and stuff like that. As soon as you get to the apartment, you're sweating. No need to be that.
Yeah, I hear
it's
you.
It's your day off,
man. The worst. The fact that you booked it in private as well just shows your shame.
I knew. I did feel it quite a lot of shame. We're asking you, what is the laziest you've been? Vic was on.
Hi, guys. So I used to work in a place that was about a 2-minute walk from my house.
Nice.
I literally saw the company from my bedroom window and I was so lazy in the mornings that I would drive to work.
Love it.
Even though it took the exact same amount of time because I had to go around, I still drove because I thought it was a bit faster.
I know people who genuinely live in like housing estates behind places I used to work and would drive, Yeah.
I've mates who live across the green from me and I drive to their house.
Producer Callum.
Lads.
I have been in our apartment many times. I live in Santry and I can see the Omni shopping centre from my front room. And my girlfriend Jess has been like, we get a taxi to the Omni. But like, you can see the building. No!
And producer Callum are aligned on this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Feet.
Let people be lazy.
Absolutely.
Not when you can see it from
the
room.
Think of the environment.
Yeah, but think of the story.
I can see lots of things from the Dublin Mountains. That doesn't mean I'm going to walk.
This is a touching distance. I can see the mountains from my apartment. I'm going to get a taxi there.
Yeah, fair. Michael was on too.
I'd say the kids are the laziest. My little one, I'm on the way to drop him to the nursery now. And this morning, I said, do you want to go to the kitchen to get breakfast? Yeah, please. So he's going to the kitchen to get breakfast. Doesn't want to cross the door line. So I had to pick him up, walk across the door line, and then put him back down again, and he walked over to the cupboard. That's how lazy he is.
Sorry, that's pretty incredible.
I love it so much.
It reminds me of like those dogs you see on walks that yeah. just like are getting dragged.
Yeah. I'm not going any further. Louise is standing by. What's the laziest you've been, Louise?
We have everything connected to Alexa in the house, and I mean everything is connected to Alexa that can be connected to Alexa. So we just say, like, Alexa, sitting room lights on, Alexa, bedroom TV on or off. Everything is literally connected to Alexa.
So you don't really need to move very much.
Yeah, no, we even have, like, the garden lights connected to Alexa. So
oh, my God.
We turn on the lights, don't we? Without moving.
This is literally my dream house. This is my absolute dream house. I've always wanted this. As far as I can get is I'm sitting on my bed and I can ask Alexa to turn the TV off or on.
Okay.
And that's all I can get. That's all I can do. And it's fantastic.
I know, the whole house is connected to Alexa.
Now, Louise, are you ever too lazy to ask her to do something, though? Does your voice ever get a bit tired?
Well, if I'm too tired to call her, I just go onto the Alexa app and just turn everything on or off.
Yes, yeah. I mean.
See, that's the next level of lazy.
My gosh.
Fair play.
Brilliant.
It needs to be done sometimes. It's like that when you're too tired to get out of bed to turn the lights on or off. You can just, you know, like if you're heading down the stairs.
I wish
you can turn the light down for me downstairs
so
I'm not walking down the stairs.
Oh, it's brilliant. I just wish you could pee for you.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Cook me dinner.
Yeah. Thanks, Louise.
That would definitely be great. No problem. Have a nice day.
You bye. Too, Louise. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, don't be lazy. Tell us what's the laziest you've been. Get a voice note over to us on 087 711 1038.
You love being lazy, though.
Oh, it's...
Only if you want.
Great.
People are so proud of being lazy.
Yeah, I know. I am.
We're asking it this morning, what is the laziest you've been? 087 711 1038 for your voice notes.
I want to give a shout out to No Name. They haven't even bothered to put their name, and their text simply says laziest I had .. Very good.
Well,
No
done.
Name
right there.
Very good.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah, just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Let's go.
Hey there, what's the story?
What's happening? How
London.
Are we? I was playing tennis last night and...
I love how you paused there for us to be like, well done, David.
Yeah, just saying, just did some exercise, no big deal. NBD. I was playing tennis last night and one of the strings on my racket broke.
Oh, no.
So, like, I just obviously hit the ball too hard, just too well, and it broke a string.
All those gains from the gym.
That's it, exactly, yeah. So I had to go into the clubhouse and be like, can I borrow a racket just because my one's after breaking? And he's like, yeah, sure. Do you want to hand it in to get restrung? And I was like, yeah, that'd be perfect, actually.
Nice.
So he'll do that for 2 days. And he was just like, and to borrow a racket, the rackets are over there, that'll be a fiver. I was like, for God's sake. Like,
to borrow a racket?
To borrow a racket for about 45 minutes.
Is it a deposit? Did you get it back?
No.
Yeah, so you should get it back.
I know, yeah, you should.
That's a lot.
Anyway, so I take the shock absorber off my racket, which is just a thing that goes in between the strings, and it's just so when the ball hits those strings, it doesn't vibrate too much.
In your hand, yeah.
The shock absorber actually takes off everything. It's the same with, like, golf clubs. Like, golf clubs have, like, shock absorbers on them. Anyway, so I took off the shock absorber from my racket and put it on the rented racket.
Okay.
And I played tennis and all was fine. And then when I went to bring the tennis racket back, I completely forgot about the shock absorber. Oh. But I've had the shock absorber since I was a kid. Like, I love this. It says Roland Garros.
No.
It's a French Open one. It's the perfect colour for my racket as well.
Yeah.
I love it. It's absolutely my favourite thing.
Oh, no.
Totally forgot about it.
No.
Put the racket back. So I had to ring, like, an hour later, I had to ring the tennis club and be like, I was the guy who left in the racket to be restrung. And he's like, okay. And I was like, okay. So, do you know the borrowed racket? And he was like, yes. And I was like, I've left a shock absorber on it. He was like, I don't know what that is. Because
what?
He was Spanish, didn't speak the best English. And I was just like, what the hell is the Spanish for el shock absorber? I don't fucking know.
Oh my God.
And I was like, just, you know the racket? Yeah. I was like, go over to the racket and you'll see Roland Garros. And he was like, yeah, it happens that my racket that I did actually hand in to be restrung also says Roland Garros on it.
Oh no!
So that's the one he was looking
at. He was kind of like, yes, it's very nice. I was like, no, go over to the borrowed racket and get the shock absorber. I don't know what shock is. What is shock?
Oh no, you work at a tennis club, man.
I was so, but like, I was just, we took about, I'd say about 6 minutes. But I finally got
there.
I think we got it. I actually don't know. I have to go back to the tennis club today. And
I'm so invested.
So I don't know if it's going to be there. I think maybe he just thinks I rang up to be like, look how nice my racket is.
Imagine.
It says Roland Garros on it.
If you do plan on playing a bit of tennis and renting a racket in Bushy Park today,
yes,
you know how to get yourself a free shock absorber.
No, leave it.
First, I want to tell you some exciting news that could be coming to Dublin very soon. So back in May, we heard about this briefly in the news. Simon Harris asked a Dublin City task force to produce a report to improve Dublin. So everything from like public safety to just general things to make the city a nicer place to live, visit and work. It includes 12 members, had guards in there, trade union people, community and cultural representatives, and they have completed that report, and apparently it's going to be brought to government by the Taoiseach in the next week or so.
I feel like 12 is not a lot of people.
It's not.
What's 12 what?
12 representatives are in the task force.
Right, okay, to make this...
Yeah, to okay. bring these suggestions to the Dáil.
Number one, bike shed.
Yeah. So, in the news, they said there's big plans for O'Connell Street and the GPO in particular.
Oh, good.
And yesterday afternoon, I was out for a drive. I was driving around Greystones and...
Ashley Bonner famously has a car.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I rented a car yesterday for a drive. And I was just going around Greystones, and this window, an upstairs window, was open of a lovely house in Greystones. Mm. And like a sheaf of paper flew out the window and it stuck to my windscreen. And I realised it must have been Simon Harris's house because the header on the piece of paper was Task Force Stuff 10 New Bits for Dub.
Right. Yeah.
And then it was signed Simon at the end.
Private, okay. Do not share.
Yeah. Just before my wipers wiped it off, I was able to catch a few of the bits on the list. So before me, I have 7 of the 10 suggestions for Dublin City,
Ashling,
from the task force. Yeah, this is incredible stuff. Are you ready?
Yeah, please. I can't wait. What is going to make our city better?
First of all, the Millennium Bridge. That is the footbed bridge near the Halfpenny Bridge.
Yeah.
Sort of a nothing bridge, but no more. It's going to be revamped into a kind of a new attraction. A big sign overhead saying the Millennium Bridge, cross at your peril. Because at any moment, the bridge will rotate 180 degrees and then tilt upwards and dump everyone into the Liffey.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So you take that risk when you cross.
Okay, so you kind of have to run across it.
Yeah, speaking of bridges, the Halfpenny Bridge is going to be turned into an escalator. No more steps.
It makes sense.
Are they all bridge related?
No, we're done with bridges. The task force really want the Wax Museum to be a major player in the city.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're going to have the Wax Museum commissioned waxworks for all over the city, just to give people a bit of a laugh.
Deadly.
On their walk.
Yeah, good.
Dublin is getting an aquarium. It'll be built beside Kilmainham Jail, and it's hoped that after visiting the historic prison, tourists will hop next door to see the new Kilmainham whale.
Excellent. Brilliant. Good idea.
Bambino Pizza's getting the Freedom of Dublin.
Good.
And the slice shop is going to take over operation of the tolls into the city on Fridays. So instead of taking money, the tolls will shoot out free slices of pizza only on Fridays.
That's this
exciting.
Is unreal.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind me sitting
there. Fair play to Simon now.
Days. Yeah.
Fair play to Simon.
Speaking of free stuff, in the summer, free ice pops are going to be available at the Spire from a new installation known as the O'Connell Fridge.
Yeah.
And finally,
nearly bridge related.
Finally, ever arrive into town and realise you forgot to put on deodorant that day?
Yes.
Well, the GPO is going to be transformed into a new walk-in deodorant centre. 10 cents per spray, 5 cents for a full 360 roll-on, and it'll be renamed the GBO.
You love it.
GBO.
Love it.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. When's it being brought before government?
In a week.
Oh my
God. Yeah, all of that coming to headlines soon.
Listen out for the news.
Yeah.
I'm really into houses at the moment. I want one.
Our boy is aging.
Yeah, but you see, like, I'm aging, but I'm also in no way, shape or form anywhere near getting myself a house.
Oh, that's what makes it even more frustrating, you see, because you're at the age where you're like, oh, I'd be interested in that. Oh, I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
Maybe if I was my parent 30 years ago, that would be grand.
It'd be like when you see this mansion, it was like, oh, I'm back in my parents' day, that was about a fiver.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice to buy now? It's worth about 70 billion. But because I'm at that age now where I'm kind of like looking at houses, I'm starting to look at things I want in my future house. I'm looking at things like that. I'm like, oh, that's... I'm like walking through town or something, I see a shop and I'm like, that is a lovely cabinet. Anyway, that is a lovely... shelf.
Oh, I love a Smeg fridge. I love a Smeg fridge.
That shelf is brilliant.
You're in trouble now because once it starts, you'll be out protesting against the housing situation very soon, pal, when you realise I want all these nice things. It won't let me have them here.
That's the only reason I'll ever protest if it affects me. So, yeah, I was thinking about houses and then I've kind of just started to collect. I almost feel like I'm doing my own little mental visual board, do you know what I mean, of what I want in my own house. But this is where it really set off. It was the other day when I saw James Kavanagh's Instagram page.
Right?
And I really like James. James is a very, very cool guy. He's moved recently to Kilkenny.
The gaff.
Yeah, the gaff is gorgeous, right? But outside is where it, like, I think the star of the show is. He has two massive trees and, like, they're giant thick trees. And between the trees, he's got this, like, spiderweb hammock. And it is massive. Like, you're talking, like, it's not just one that
you're talking like three double beds.
Yeah.
Is it like a double bed?
It's huge. Like, it's absolutely massive. Like, the two of them, him and William, can fit in it. Like, it's
and friends come round. Like, so cute.
So what they do is they get like their duvets and they get like their pillows and they just sit out there. And even if it's a bit cold, it's fine because they have their duvets and stuff like that. And they just sit out there and they listen to the nature and things like that. So cool.
I even saw as well, like, I sound like such a creep, but James posts a lot on Instagram. I saw his friend like came to visit last week and they just brought the laptop out on the web outside and watched Netflix. On
How
a
cool is that?
Oh my god, he must have great Wi-Fi as well.
He'd say he does, Kilkenny's really coming up now, I think.
Got that fiber.
So I just thought, and I was like, now that is very, very cool. There's other things that I've seen, like, throughout my 29 years in other people's houses that I'm like, that's deadly, I want that. Like, things like, oh, I'd love a projector room or things like that. Yeah. But I remember going to my friend's house as a kid, and it was the most surreal thing I've ever experienced. It was like being in an American TV show. Out the back garden, they had a giant hole that they dug in the garden, and instead of grass, so you can you know, instead of grass that they put in there, they put a trampoline in the hole.
Oh,
so it was ground level trampoline.
That's right? Pretty common,
I know it is.
But that's so safe.
It's so safe. It was so cool. So you'd be walking along the grass, and suddenly you're on a trampoline.
Then you're bouncing.
You're so cool.
Imagine if you got a new dog and the dog's running to Calais Fetch and just
gone straight. Yeah. I just thought it was unreal. So I definitely want that in my gaff if I ever get a future one. I'm just talking about dream houses now. And then my ex-girlfriend had marble heated floors.
Oh, hello.
In the bathroom and the kitchen.
Sexy.
Why'd you get rid of her?
I know.
You flute.
I know. So if she listened, come back to me. I want that marble floor. It was unreal. It was so good.
I suppose I hit the I really want a house mental state about 2 years ago. So what my aspirations aren't even that high.
Yeah.
I just want a house, right? Mm. What I really want is a bed that fits in a room that has one of those lift upable mattresses that you can put all your storage underneath.
I thought you were going to put like a room underneath it where you
that
could
would
go
be
down.
Cool. I'd even bring it back.
Yeah.
My mom has one of those beds and I'm like, I can't wait to
they're
one day
cool.
be like, oh, where are my shoes? I'll lift the bed and grab them. Such a brilliant use of space.
That's
really
nice.
Appreciate that.
I'd love a bed where I could just walk around.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That'd be nice.
I'd love to be able to fit out either side.
Exactly.
Without going like sideways like a crab.
Yeah. Exactly. And finally, going back to my mom, because we're all moved out now and she lives her ultimate kind of semi-retired life, she has an art room.
Oh,
it's
very nice.
It's just a room for her art stuff with a desk and everything, and everything's, if you want to do art, that's where you go. Oh, like what?
That's cool.
That's great.
Oh, it's so
great for the head. My friend's parents have a really cool house. They recently did it up and they had the most amazing oven I'd ever seen.
What?
That's when I knew I was getting old. You press a button and the door comes down.
Stop it.
Oh my God. And you know what the oven had? A meringue setting.
Do you know what else it has? Bloody Notions.
That too. But I'll take it all.
Absolutely. God, that's
amazing. Imagine the Pavlovas.
Hand up everything you're going to own in your own house.
Yeah, no, hands are on the floor.
Positivity, guys.
Okay, Gamerfest is coming to the RDS. We have tickets to give away on the show all this week, and it's happening this very weekend. So tickets are available right now for that.
Gamerfest is a massive celebration of all things gaming, in case you don't know. From the latest blockbuster releases to the all-time classics in the retro zone. Plus, there's going to be loads of special guests too. I wonder, will Pac-Man be there?
Wait. So Gamerfest is all about gaming?
Yeah, crazy, right?
Right, that's wild. Anyway, we've got tickets we won this morning. At the end of the week, someone's going to be upgraded to win that gaming setup. That Sony Bravia 65-inch 4K Ultra HD Smart TV could be yours. A Trust gaming chair and two pairs of the weekend tickets to Gamerfest. All thanks to Pringles.
What we did was we were 8-bitting up very popular songs. You've been trying to figure out what they are. Heather thinks she knows. How are you, Heather?
Not too bad. How are you?
What are you up to this morning?
Just in work.
Heather, every time I hear someone called Heather, I think of that phrase thing from TikTok where it's like, sorry, Heather. Does anyone, do you know what that is?
No, I don't know that one.
No, I don't know that. I think of Mario Rosenstock's impression of Heather Humphreys at the TD when he goes, Heather! Because she's from Cabin.
What did
Heather
say?
Humphreys!
Heather Humphreys.
Like that.
I think of the song called Heather by someone recently, not Gracie Conan Abram.
Conan Gray,
Heather. Anyway,
Heather, what do you think of yourself?
Oh, not too bad, no.
Yeah, that's good.
I think I'm all right.
That's good.
Good stuff. Listen, we'd love to send you off to Gamerfest and get you in that draw to win the massive telly, the Sony Bravia 65-inch 4K UHD Smart TV. You've been trying to identify which song we've stuck through the 8-bit machine. Have a listen again.
Okay, what do you think? I'm just thinking of yesterday when Ashling was singing the wrong songs to the tone of it. What do you think it is, Heather?
I think it's Eminem Houdini.
Let's check if you're right. Okay, of course it is.
I'm electric.
Nice one, Heather! You're off to Gamerfest and you're also in the draw to win that massive telly, the gaming chair as well on Friday. So best of luck.
Perfect. Thanks a million.
Good luck, Heather.
Sorry, bye. Heather.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Do you know what I think whenever I hear the name Ashling?
What?
Ashling B.
Ashling B? She is Ashling B.
Yeah.
Feck you.
I think of actual Ashling B.
The comedian.
Yeah.
That's the first person you think of.
Are you not Ashling B?
You witch.
And whenever I hear the word David, I think of David Attenborough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
whenever I hear of Emma, I think of the baby Emma in Friends. Ross's
what do you think of
kid.
What do you think about with Dave?
David Hammond.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to win with Gamerfest, another chance after 7:30 tomorrow morning here at Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
If anyone's wondering, I still don't have a curtain in my bedroom.
Why?
Curtain pole came down.
Oh, yeah.
About 12 days ago now. Landlord just stopped replying.
He's a busy man.
Seriously, I'm like, guys, I can't sleep. I'm waking up every night from the bloody lights outside my room.
I was at a Whoop event the other day and I got an eye mask. I'll give it to you.
Oh, thanks. Was that just a way for you to get Whoop in again?
Yes.
You're obsessed with Whoop.
Yes, I am obsessed with Whoop. But I have an eye mask for you.
Oh,
actually,
thanks.
Do you know what? I don't anymore. Emma, would you like an eye mask?
I love one. Michaela's on the way, kicking off 10 spin hits in a row next. We'll catch you back here in the morning.
Good luck.
Bye.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Ashling.